Parents know this all too well. When your kid wakes up with a fever, mornings turn into a scramble to get out the door as fast as possible and head to a clinic. After all, if you don't get in line before it opens, your chances of seeing a doctor the same day dwindle. Long hours spent sitting on waiting room chairs may be your child's first memories of Canada's healthcare system. These days, however, thanks to telemedicine, many Canadians no longer have to wake up at the crack of dawn to secure a spot at the clinic. Nearly 10 million Canadians now access a physician through telemedicine, including many of the more than 6 million who do not have a primary care physician. The cost of a telemedicine consultation, often covered by insurance, ranges between $50 and $100. For individuals who live in remote areas or have mobility issues, virtual care is the easiest way to receive timely treatment. But this convenient way of accessing care may be coming to an end. Right now, telemedicine is mostly covered by employers and private insurance. The federal government has announced plans to crack down on telemedicine by forcing provinces to cover its costs. It wants telemedicine to be absorbed into the government-run healthcare system. You may wonder how the federal government can dictate health policy in this way, since healthcare is a provincial jurisdiction. It does so by adding conditions to its fiscal transfers, leveraging the billions of dollars it sends to provinces to get them to do what it wants. In the case of telemedicine, if provinces do not comply, Ottawa has threatened to impose the usual Canada Health Act penalty and reduce federal health transfers by the amounts involved. In addition to violating the constitutional division of powers, shifting telemedicine costs from private parties to the provinces is fiscally untenable. Either provinces go deeper into deficit or divert their already limited resources from priorities they consider more important. Quebec alone will spend $61.9 billion on healthcare this year. That's $5 billion more than it collects through income and corporate taxes. Telemedicine is one of the few parts of healthcare that is not plagued by lengthy wait times. In theory, integrating it into our dysfunctional government-run system will add benefits. In practice, it seems more likely that telemedicine will inherit the system's problems. It's a matter of incentives and organization. Whereas telemedicine providers are hyper-focused on one aspect of healthcare, our provincial healthcare bureaucracies are constantly putting out fires all across the system, such as the more than 1 in 10 emergency room visits last year that ended in patients getting discouraged and leaving before being treated, or those 6 million Canadians who still don't have access to a family doctor, or the exceedingly long wait lists that have come to characterize our surgical wards. When government administrators choose where to allocate the limited new resources they have at their disposal every year, there's a good chance they might prioritize any of those areas at the expense of telemedicine, leading to worse and worse telemedicine service. Telemedicine complements and helps ease the burden on our government-run system. A comprehensive review published in 2016 on the impact of telemedicine found that low-cost telemedicine interventions in primary care are feasible and acceptable to both patients and physicians, typically resulting in improved quality and cost savings. According to the president of the Conseil pour la protection des malades, 40% of minor ailments are treated through telemedicine when it's available. Telemedicine is one of the few aspects of our health system that works. Ottawa's desire to put it in the hands of government administrators risks reducing its performance to that of the rest of the healthcare system. 65% of Canadians report that accessing timely healthcare is difficult or impossible. But the same number stated that someone in their household has used telemedicine to contact a healthcare professional. Telemedicine is popular. 78% believe the use of virtual care should be encouraged. Canadians are clearly open to expanding it. Canadians' relationship with their healthcare system is fraught with constant self-bargaining. We ask ourselves if we are sick enough to justify missing a whole day of school or work just to sit in an ER or clinic for hours. The federal government aims to keep healthcare cost-free, but we end up paying with our time. Waiting is a cost, and ending telemedicine would be cutting a vital lifeline of care. Daniel Dufford is president and CEO of the Montreal Economic Institute. Copyright Troy Media.